Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, BT and Sal, back on the Fan 107 a little late, but hopefully you guys enjoyed our chat with Brandon Jacobs. I love that guy. For the first time I ever talked to him, I loved him.
Nice guy.
Awesome. Stand-up guy, smart guy, straight shooter, tough as nails, respectful. He's everything, man. He's really, really good. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. We'll get back to these draft calls. I got a question for you, though, real fast here, as I lamented and many others, I'm sure, because it's just a pain in the ass and it's completely unnecessary. That we have to go to Amazon or Apple, whatever he said, or wherever the Mets are playing tonight.
Apple, I think.
Apple,
he said,
that's right.
Right.
So they're back home. It could have been an amazing road trip after they won the first two and knocked around Yamamoto that Friday night against the Dodgers. It wasn't amazing. It could have been worse if they would have lost that last game and instead, you know, finishing up 2-4 after winning two straight. That would have been a rougher look. 3-3. Lindor went bonkers. Couple of bombs. 5 RBIs. JD Martinez coming back. The weather's going to be phenomenal, and, you know, 60 today, 65 and sunny tomorrow, 75 and sunny on Sunday.
Is that true?
Yeah, a little energy with these Mets. My question to you, over under, Sal.
Yeah.
Over under Mets attendance, these three games, 75,000 people, 25 a pop, over under.
I'm going to say over.
I hope it's over.
I think they get it now. You know, I was going to say who's pitching, but it's not Senga. It really doesn't matter. Mets playing well, though. J.D. Martinez returned.
Some Cardinals fans in the area, yeah. Maybe 1,000 or 2 pop in for that. They travel okay.
I think that they'll go over that number. Now, I don't even know, like, what was the Doc Gooden? I'm assuming that was the last weekend that they were home, right?
I thought I saw 32,000.
No, but I'm saying that, so that weekend, like, what was the Saturday, although it might have been inflated because of the bobblehead?
Well, the Friday night was bad.
Like what? 10?
No,
15?
No,
okay,
no.
Well, so
like maybe 18-ish, 20. Maybe okay. It was announced at 20.
So
something like that.
I think they'll get minimum. You're talking minimum 20, 25 a night.
Okay.
And that gets you to 75. I'd say probably then a little bit more. Beautiful
okay.
Day on Sunday. Like, even I would be enticed to go. There's so many things to do. It's not even about the game. But the fact that the team's playing well. And that too. But J.D. Martinez back.
Yeah.
You know, not every Met fan or baseball fan is a basketball fan. So
that's true. That's true.
Plenty of fans that go to these games. You know, people that were at the Yankee game last night watching Yankees A's. Well, you got Knicks postseason going on, Islanders postseason going on, and the NFL draft going on.
And the Rangers, too.
You're talking about
last night specifically. Yeah, I got you.
Last night specifically.
It was a lot.
Yeah, the Islanders at home, Yankees at home, yep. Knicks in Philadelphia for a playoff game, and the NFL draft. Like, that's a lot.
I didn't watch the Yankees for one second. I followed. I did not watch them for a second. I recorded it. I watched a little post game. I watched the Knicks first half. When the Knicks went, I watched every second of the first half without anything with the NFL draft. As soon as the Knicks and Philly went to halftime, I had DVR rolling on the NFL draft, and I banged through. I think I got right up until the Giants, right around there. And then I went back, and I started the third quarter, Knicks and Philly.
Yeah.
Went back for a little timeout. Obviously, had to see what the Jets
interesting
did.
Interesting, going back and forth. Yeah, I told you I had the Knicks on the regular screen. I had the draft on the iPad. I was more on the draft than I was the Knicks, the way that game was going, especially after the first quarter. But the point is, like, I wouldn't go to the Yankee game, even if I'm a Yankee fan, or a Met game if they were in town. I want to watch
the
Knicks postseason.
Yeah, 100%.
Rangers, like, Rangers-Knicks playoffs.
Priority.
Yeah.
No doubt. That's a given.
And even the NFL draft in this particular case.
Detroit looked good last night.
When was that?
I think it was off of, what's the big street down there?
So they shut down
Jefferson
a street?
Avenue, maybe?
They shut down a street and build that infrastructure
there? Yeah, I think it's like their downtown area, which has been revitalized. But God, I've been there a few times. Is it Jefferson Avenue? I feel like that's it. Which is not too far for point of reference where the old Joe Louis Arena used to be.
Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I've certainly, it's been a while since I lived there. It's been 20 years. I think that was the area, but it looked great. And just to finish up the thought on the Mets attendance, I'm going to say over. I'm going to be positive here. But if the Mets don't have at least 22 tonight, it'll be under. I think tonight's the key. If they get a healthy, 22, 23, I think they'll go past 75. If it's below 22, 23, I think they'll just fall short.
I think they could be looking at 30, though, for each Saturday and Sunday.
That would be fantastic.
Especially with the weather being what it is.
No, that would be good. And they earned some fan support. They're playing well. No doubt. I want to see
Martinez,
man.
Martinez back. Biggest acquisition. Playing well. Good weather.
Yep.
It better. You're right.
I hear you. 877-337-6666. All right. BT and Sal, Dave is in Manhattan, a little Daniel Jones, back to the main story of the day, the draft, and what's going on, Davey?
What's going on, guys? Big fan. I'm a huge Giants fan here. Just a couple things to say. One, I think you're a little off mark with your Odell comparison. To say, we drafted Odell and he didn't win, we didn't win with him. I mean, he was in need at the time. We had no receivers.
That's exactly my point, David. That's exactly my point. They also needed interior line play, whether it be defensive or offensive. And they went skill position player because, just like you said, everybody thought it was a need. Oh, we have no explosive playmakers. And they got one, and it did nothing for them.
But it did. He set NFL records. We had no other receivers at the time. We had a Super Bowl quarterback still at the time that played another 6 years. I just don't understand all the hate for Daniel Jones, too. I don't understand. He gets more hate than any other quarterback in the league. He played how many games?
No, I don't know. Zach Wilson got a little more, rightfully so.
That's not true at all.
Zach Wilson.
It's not true at all that he gets more hate than
it.
No, he's not good.
Why isn't he good? He played 5 games last year. What did he do the year before?
Yeah, okay, great. And what did he do the 4 years before that?
Okay, and who is his number one receiver?
Okay.
Well, Dave, let me throw this at you.
I actually can't do this.
I got you. I don't think it's hate, all right? I don't think it's hate. I think it's trying to determine, and we're past this point now, like, what was his ultimate worth? Nobody thought he was an absolute superstar because he never showed that he would become that. But we also thought, once he got past the fumbling issues, he would be way beyond Scrubville, okay? So once we had both ends of the spectrum, never going to be a superstar, never going to be a complete scrub, the answer was to, whittle it down and get more. And when you get money, it changes. Once he got the contract, the analysis came with more energy. That's life.
I guess so, but, his best receiver has been, Sterling Shepard.
No, they haven't had many. I got you. And by the way, the Giants haven't had, it's...
What does the receiver have to do with him throwing the football to the other team? Nothing. The answer is nothing. Daniel Jones, what does his receiver have to do with him getting hurt every year? The answer is nothing. So stop with the excuses. It's going into year 6. Enough. It's not about the wide receiver. It's about him. When he was on the field healthy last year, he sucked. Worse than Tommy DeVito. Worse than Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor, Tommy DeVito made more of Jalen Hyatt than Daniel Jones did. So stop with who's the receiver. 5, 6 years. My God, I can't take it anymore.
I can tell.
I'm begging you.
I can tell.
I'm begging you to have a little bit more smarts than that. It's not about the weapons around him. It's about him. Him. It's not about the line. It's about him. He isn't good enough. He hasn't been good enough. End of story. You want to argue the pick? Fine. Different. You and I, we've argued the pick. I can't
Jesus
do it anymore.
Let's get this guy a drink, please. Get me a drink.
Do it again, me tonight till 8 o'clock. I need a Surfside in my eye. I can't take it with the Giant fans and Daniel Jones anymore. That's why I'm livid, because it's going to be about Daniel Jones moving forward. By the way, I will remind you. I don't need to remind you, BT, on this.
Yeah.
You know, there was not a bigger Daniel Jones supporter going into the year last year than yours truly.
You were up
I
there.
I fought with you about it. You buried me in that argument 100 times. I'm saying top 10. This is the
yeah,
year.
I remember. And now we have this.
So it's not an anti-Daniel Jones thing. Like, yep. I wanted him to be good. He did shut me up the 1 year. Last year's not the aberration. You can't pick one good year. And by the way, even in his best year, he threw for 15 touchdowns. Like, come on. Oh, yeah, but he doesn't have a weapon. And then it's going to be this year. Well, he doesn't have a tight end. Okay, I get it. Right. He doesn't have the running back.
It's funny. I think that there's a point where, like, the nuance and the reasoning almost doesn't matter. Like, think about, let's compare and contrast Jones. And I don't feel quite as strongly as Sal does about Daniel Jones there, but I'm kind of with him. Like, it's, he's not the guy. But think about Zach Wilson. Like, part of the reason why I think those who were willing to grant him some leniency, well, turnover in coaching staff. Well, the coach is a defensive coach, and he's had a couple of coordinators, and that's, really prevented him from growing as a young quarterback. Well, the O-line's a mess. Well, there's no weapons, the things that some people attach to Daniel Jones. And that's applicable until, and the Jets didn't do this, thank God, rightfully so, because the Jets didn't bestow a contract upon him. So the nuance that we dissected and maybe made excuses for, quite frankly, for Zach, and I'm one of them a little bit, during the first 3 years of his career, there was the correlation to his contract, it was different. It was his rookie deal, and we're hunting for reasons to think, okay, how can this guy be the guy? Once Daniel Jones signed the extension, nobody wants to hear about the O-line or the lack of tight end or the lack of a true wideout or whatever it might be, coaching staff volatility. Even if it does matter on some level, it doesn't matter. Because when you make that kind of money, you got to elevate.
And just to compare, too, I always had a problem with the Jets, what they did with Zach Wilson, throwing him to the Wolves. They never gave him a chance to succeed. It wasn't about the weapons around him or the offensive line. It was clearly a quarterback who was overmatched that they threw to the Wolves without a clue from the head coach, offensive coordinator, whatever, rookie offensive coordinator, rookie quarterback. He was set up to fail. Now, he didn't even get to the level of where we could say, well, he needs this or that around him. Daniel Jones has been up and down, the different coaches, different systems, but we've had plenty of time to evaluate. And if you have some success, you need to build off of that. And instead of building off of it last year, he regressed and looked even worse than he did the year before, in a year where he was supposed to take the next step after getting that contract.
Now, I do think, and I do hope, maybe more hope is overriding my thought here, but I do think on some level, but I certainly hope on every level, that when we come back here on Monday, the Giants draft somebody, I don't mean sixth round, something a little more realistic, like a dual quarterback who's got some wheels, who can make some things happen out of the pocket, where we can at least say, all right, if you want to start with Jones, whatever, but then once it's time, you go to this kid and let's see what he can do with Brian Daboll.
Okay.
Like, that excites me for the Giants. I'd like to see Daboll have a chance to do that.
Yes, me too.
But I love the Malik Nabers pick. That's where we disagree.
I understand, but where are you getting that player? You're telling me they're going to take a player in the second, third, fourth, whatever it may be.
Maybe. I hope so.
Get a quarterback that could potentially start games this year, then I'm fine with that.
I hope so. I didn't think Jalen Hurts was going to start and do what he did. I mean, I remember when they took him in the second round, we thought it was crazy. We're like, what are you doing?
All right, if they take a quarterback that, I don't care where they take him, that can replace Jones this year, I'm on board for that. That's what I need. And I believe that was only going to be in the first round. I don't think you're going to get that guy that's going to be a realistic option that could start games this year. If they prove me wrong and go out there and get somebody, then I'm fine with that.
Yep. And as cute as, and we like him, and especially I don't live too far from where he is. I mean, I love the DeVito story, but DeVito's not the guy. I mean, he's the third string guy. It's going to be Locke, who I don't even think is the guy as a viable option. So, yeah, you'd have to find somebody new.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Let me get Timmy up in Westchester. Tim, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Sal, I love you, but you're crazy. If you really think that Giants picking Malik Nabers at 6 and is better than or is worse than picking a quarterback when your team signed a quarterback for 4 years, like,
first of all, what the Giants did has nothing to do with the Atlanta Falcons, other than the fact that the Giants passed on a quarterback that could have changed their franchise.
Well, it doesn't matter because what's going on up in Buffalo right now? Mayhem.
Why are you talking about Buffalo and Atlanta? Are you talking about the Giants or not? I'm confused.
Because
what? Get to it.
What's his name? Josh Allen. He's coming to the Giants.
Now look, if that were to be the case, then yeah, I'd be all for it. Then I'd be all about this pick. If you somehow got Josh Allen without having to give up that first round pick, the 6th pick overall, then yeah, of course, sign me up.
I got it. Listen, I'm going to hear you yelling in my sleep this weekend. You have been.
I'm shot. I knew it was going to be annoying when they like last night. We were doing that podcast, WFAN Daily. We did a live reaction last night to both the Jets and Giants pick. I knew it was going to happen too, but I just hate the idea of it. Do you know why? Because
no.
I don't believe it's good for the football team, and I want what's best for both the New York Giants and the New York Jets. And that, to me, is not what's best for the team. Is it exciting to have an explosive playmaker? Absolutely. Is it fun now to be able to draft the Giants wide receiver in your fantasy draft? Yeah, that's great. That's not how you build a winning football team, and it means that Daniel Jones is going to be front and center again. Again. I can't take it.
Were you watching the Knick game on Sunday? How are you carving out the space?
Great question.
Beautiful weather. Gonna have to navigate this one here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're probably going to stay. I mean, you know what I'd like to do is really DVR it and watch it later. Mm-hmm. But I won't. I'll probably watch it live. And, dude, you know, it's only going to be a couple hours anyway. Maybe do something afterward. You going to be home for it?
I'm not. I'm going to be. My daughter has a dance competition.
Oh my God. Condolences.
Yeah, it's one thing if I'm coaching baseball or softball.
That's brutal.
You know what, though? I know most of the people. Now, I can't help if somebody recognizes me and comes up and says, dude, Knicks are down by 12. Yeah. Then I'm going to snap on them. But no, I won't. But the people I know, I'll say, hey, Don't tell me. Don't tell me I'm recording it, just like I did last weekend with the Knicks game one.
Right.
But I noticed that this is becoming more of a trend. Like, I'm jumping through hoops not to get the scores, and I got to hope that I can kill 4 hours.
You're going
to
get bit at some point. So what time is the recital or whatever it is, the dance
11th.
Thing?
Well, it's one of these things where you have to be there.
Yeah, for the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, just tell me when my kid's going to be on.
They don't. I don't know.
I know,
and then 2 weeks after that, I'm actually in the recital.
What?
Yeah.
Daddy-daughter thing?
Yeah,
that's cool.
No, it's cool, but I have to learn 2 songs and all these moves. That's not cool. I just go to the back, and I just basically do the robot like I used to grow. I don't know the routine yet.
Start breakdancing.
That's pretty much what I do. You know what we did 2 years ago? One of the dads brought a flask because he was nervous.
Yeah.
And I get it if you're not used to being up on stage or publicly being scrutinized. But I said, listen, guys, because I had done it the year before. I said, number one, if you can understand this, you're going to get through this pain without pain. They are not there to judge the dads. They are looking at these beautiful, at that point, 5 or 6 year old girls We don't matter. Right. Just blend in, twirl your daughter around, smile, and it's all good. But yeah, give me that flask while we're at it. Right. I'll take a shot, too, before you go out there.
As much as I love to knock all that stuff and not want to be a part of it, that is something
100%.
That I actually look forward to doing, just not on the day of a Knicks or Ranger playoff game.
I got news for you. Yeah. Once you do it, you're not going to be able to control it. So
how do you avoid looking at your phone for 4 hours?
I don't. I just make the I did it last week when I was in Staten Island baseball all day, two games. And I didn't check once. I didn't. And I'm not as married to my phone.
That's a great thing that you could do that.
Don't get me wrong. Like, if I'm at a stoplight or if I'm really stuck in traffic, I might see that I get a text message. Obviously, you want to be hands-free. Like, if I know I'm not moving. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty good about it. Like, I don't know.
Live playoff game, though, is hard to ignore. Like,
it's very hard.
You don't really have any choice in this particular case. I do have a choice. I'm sure, like, my wife wants to do something outside. And I don't want to be inside all day long either, but...
So what are you going to do? You still haven't really answered the question. What are you going to do?
I don't know, because I actually haven't played it out that far.
Honey, Sal, honey.
I'm a day at a time, BT. I'm trying to get through today. Like, I can't worry about Sunday. I mean...
All right, fair enough, but you hear this on either before you go to bed Saturday or early Sunday morning. Yeah. Honey, you know what I wanted? I wanted to go and get some new flowers for the yard here. Let's go. And how about we take Sammy to the park and, you know, we push her around. I don't know. She's still in the stroller a little bit, right? She just turned three, like a little stroller version, something. Yeah, right. Let's go push her around for a little bit. We'll take her to the park and then we'll go over to Home Depot and get some nice petunias or whatever they're called. And maybe we can plant some nice colorful things to match our new yard. And what are you doing?
I'd say zero chance of that. There's zero chance of that. You want to go to the park? All right, we're going to do it after the Knicks beat the Sixers on Sunday.
All right.
I think that's the point.
I'm not saying I've never done that either, but it's not as easy as we make it out to be.
No,
Mike's not. It's easy now.
It's not easy in reality.
That's true. And we also have to deal with, we might get away with it, but we actually get paid double back worse on the back end. Okay. Mike, he's in Comac. Mike, what's going on, buddy? BT and Sal.
Hey, guys. Love the show today. Two quick questions. I'll ask the first one. What was the thought process of the Vikings trading up with the Jets? Were they afraid the Jets were going to take McCarthy?
No.
Or was someone else there?
No, I think that they were absolutely terrified or had some intel that the Jets had a couple of people on the phone, like every smart team does. And, you know, if they didn't jump in, the Jets were going to deal with the Raiders or the Jets were going to deal with whomever, the Denver Broncos. You know, something like that. Yeah.
All right, and then my last thing I'll hang up after. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
You too, Mike.
I don't understand what the Falcons did.
Sal, yeah, you're the big birds
fan.
We really didn't
get into that, Mike, and thank you for the call. It is we touched on it a little bit. It's a fascinating development. Here's why I forget about the Falcon fandom, because I'm being dead honest with you. I really don't give a crap about that anymore. I just happen to think it is a very smart decision to lock yourself up at the quarterback spot. Now, whether Penix is going to be the future quarterback or not, you know, or as far as having success, who the hell knows? But your thought process, if you're the Atlanta Falcons there, is you have your quarterback in place now, you have the offensive position players, which, by the way, I would never have done, take a tight end take Drake London the next year, follow it up with Bijan Robinson, wrong, hate that all. It goes against everything that I believe in. And by the way, they still suck as an organization. Now they bring in Kirk Cousins and you think everything's going to be fine, but their defense isn't very good. You also don't have the future quarterback, but they should be good enough to where they won't be picking in the top 10 probably in the next, if things go according to plan, now in the next 10 to 15 years. So you get the quarterback, if you believe in him, while you can. And you have him sit and learn for a year or two under Kirk Cousins, and you make your transition. As opposed to what? Just drafting based on need? You take the best player in that spot. I love the pick for the Atlanta Falcons taking Penix.
So I really like Michael Penix. I've said that for a while. I think this is one of the, doesn't mean it can't work out, but this is one of the oddest things I've ever seen. The timing of it is beyond strange. So Kirk Cousins got a 4-year, $180 million deal, $100 million guaranteed. Unlike the Jones contract where the Yankees, where the Giants could get out after two, the Vikings can't get out until after three without it being, okay, what did I say? The Vikings, I'm all over the place. I got a million, okay.
Right.
The Falcons, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
So that, now I'm like, okay, well, Kirk Cousins is good. Some people think he's really good. Not great, but good. So you got a good quarterback. He's worth the $100 million in today's day and age. He gets his teams in the end zone for the most part. I got no problem with the Falcons getting Kirk Cousins. But you look at the commitment length now to him and the money, and it's fairly exorbitant. Michael Penix turns 24 in a week.
Right.
So it doesn't seem congruent where
the
ending of the Kirk Cousins, it's weird.
The problem that I have with their decision making is that I would not have signed Kirk Cousins.
Well, but they already did, so. Yeah,
well, I understand that, but, I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. And if Penix, somebody traded up for him, they wouldn't have taken him. Maybe if there was a certain receiver there, maybe if neighbors were there, they would have taken him. Who knows? And by the way, I would have hated that pick. They need a quarterback. You know, to me, they need a quarterback of the future. And Kirk Cousins is not the answer. Like, yeah, he's a stopgap guy, nice plays. They overpaid for him. I'd rather have the quarterback of the future, especially in a scenario where he gets to play and learn or gets to sit and learn under a year or two.
No, I get it. But again, he's 24. It's not like he's 21 or 22. He's not young. He's had four surgeries. I like Penix.
But if he's the best.
I do. But
let's say Penix turns out to be.
Situation.
Even if he turns out to be the second best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
Think of what the value is, as opposed to taking a chance on an edge, an edge rusher, which they need.
Which is what we thought they were going to do.
Right, at number
every
eight.
Mock.
Instead, he went 17. Like,
yeah. Well, listen, the other thing that could happen, to be fair to the Falcons, is that you get a year out of Cousins, and Penix flashes so much in camp and practice and on film, and reading film and reacting to what they're doing. He absorbs it all. You trade Kirk Cousins.
Correct.
Oh, I get it. Watch, Kirk Cousins is going to be a Jet. Rodgers is going to retire. Kirk Cousins is going to go to the Jets.
And by the way,
like you almost did 7 years ago.
By the way, the idea of like, oh, well, Kirk Cousins is upset. His camp is upset. Yeah? Hey, Kurt, no one cares what you think. How you like that?
How you like me
now? Exactly. It's not about you and your feelings. You got paid $180 million or whatever it is. Suck it up. Be an adult, which I would have said, I almost like was going to tweet it, but it really just was irrelevant. Like, oh, Kirk Cousins will be understanding and the type of quarterback that would welcome in a young guy.
That's the exact opposite, apparently.
Yeah. Well, his camp is upset and they're blindsided. You don't run the Falcons, bro. You're lucky they even sign you. I wish they didn't sign you. Who the hell are you? You did nothing even with the Vikings. You're an average at best quarterback. Kirk is upset. Get out of here. You couldn't shine Matt Ryan's retired shoes, and you think you have some say of what goes on with the Falcons' future? Get lost. I hope they do trade Kirk Cousins before he takes a snap. Let it be Michael Penix. But anyway, I just think it's about the value in taking Penix with it.
Especially for a 35-year-old whose Achilles just exploded.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that is
well,
true.
Well, that's my thing. Like, you have a bigger issue with them drafting Penix number 8 or signing Kirk Cousins to that ridiculous contract.
Well, I've gone back and forth on Kirk Cousins, man. When people were jumping on the train, I'm like, nah, he's got a ceiling. He's not it. He's good, but he's not a Super Bowl kind of guy. And I still don't think he is. But he's put up, forget about the Achilles, because that does change things a little bit. I've had to come around a little bit. Like, Kirk Cousins is a pretty good quarterback. Is he better than Daniel Jones? Yep. Now, maybe that's not saying too much, but yes, he is. Like, I look at Kirk Cousins as a top. I haven't done this.
You'd rather him or Rodgers going in this year?
I mean, Rodgers. I'll take the swing with Aaron Rodgers. But I think if you go around the NFL, like, I think if. Is he 9 or 10 at this point? He's a lot of bad quarterbacks. And by the way, he might be the best quarterback in that division right now. He might.
Oh, yeah, but that says more about the division.
Well, I get you, but this could work out well for you. Like, Kirk Cousins could get you to 10 wins. He could throw for 3,600 yards, 25 touchdowns, 28, 30 touchdowns, win the division. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, after a year or two of very competitive ball, boom, Penix comes in, elevates.
That's the game plan.
That's ideal.
Yeah, that to me. And by the way, in that scenario, they wouldn't be picking top 10. And when they do eventually need a quarterback, which they will, just like the Jets will after Rodgers, they now got their guy.
Yeah.
And he's under their control no matter what for the next 4 years.
Off the top of your head, I'm doing it. Hey, I'm doing this, Patty B. Hoff, I'm going to do this with you as well. And Sal, go first. Mm-hmm. Off the top of your head, without looking at names, Kirk Cousins is a top what currently quarterback in the NFL?
15.
Boyle, what do you got?
13.
Hoff, well, he's on the phone. I know that. Can he give you, I don't even know if he can hear me. Mm-hmm. I think he's top 12. I'm going to show him a little more respect. He's not great. He's never going to be the answer, the guy. Kirk could play a little bit. He's proven me
right,
wrong.
Right, but don't you like the scenario of having a stable foundation already in place and then bringing the young quarterback in as opposed to... And now, I would have been okay with where Atlanta's at if they didn't have Cousins and just drafted Penix.
Yep.
But I do like it better having a veteran quarterback there for a year
I wish he was younger. I wish he was younger. I wish he was healthier, Penix. But I like Michael Penix. I mean, I was saying this yesterday. I was saying it last week. I can't change my tune just to change my tune.
Boomer,
I like
Penix. Of course, who knows more football than we've all forgotten... He loved Michael Penix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Boomer, I would take Boomer's word over anybody else in this building, and he loves Michael Penix.
I think they were trying to start some trouble. They played that on the morning show, I heard, right? Did they play some of that stuff? What, did they play it?
Yeah, they played it yesterday. You got Sal saying the opposite.
Yeah,
I did not say the opposite. I trust Boomer's word more than anybody, especially with football.
They basically said Boomer doesn't know anything.
I defer to the former MVP who said he liked Michael Penix. Plus, he's a lefty. Truth be told, I actually don't like the way Penix throws the football.
It looks. I think every lefty looks a little. Even Tua looks like shot puts. Lefties look weird.
Great point, because I was going to say the same thing.
Boomer looked pretty smooth, honestly. Not to kiss his butt, but Boomer threw the ball almost like a righty. Like, he looks smooth.
Yeah.
Most lefties, even Dave Guy. Yeah, there's not many lefties like...
Steve Young, Mike Vick. I like the way they threw the ball. Penix, it looks like it comes out of his hand weird.
A little odd. I'm with you. All right, good show. Really good stuff. BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata show here on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Evan and Tiki coming up next. Teague is actually in Detroit. He's making the picks tonight for the Giants, I guess round two and three. I remember, God, I don't remember all the details. I'll try to keep this real fast. There was a thing at the old station a million years ago where, because we were the home of the Jets, they did some contest where they were going to let, if I have this right, me read like the fourth round pick.
Really?
Yeah, and I kept messing around on the air. I'm like, well, I'm just going to read a name that I think that they should draft instead of the one that they give me. Like, say if they draft James Jones.
Right.
Linebacker, James Jones with in the fourth round Jets. But I thought they should have gone with Mike Jones or Mike Williams or whatever. I was just going to change the name. And I kept saying it on the air to the point where it spooked them. And they're like, we're not going to let you do it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't
get to do it.
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
I drafted who I wanted. Yeah. I didn't trust those guys even back then.
You could have said, well, here's who they are taking, but this is who they should have taken.
I could have done something like that. Yeah. John's in Valley Stream with BT and Sal. What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, BT? Sal, good to talk to you again.
Thanks,
man. BT, really quick struggle with Sal. Yeah, we know that Kirk Cousins is better than Jones, but. Who beat Kirk Cousins with all his weapons and Jeffries and Hawkinson?
There you
who beat
go.
Him in a playoff game with Saquon Barkley and a bag of chips playing for
him? It's a very good comeback. Listen, I'm not anti-Jones. I'm not incredibly pro-Kirk Cousins. I think week to week, I think Kirk Cousins is the much better quarterback. But Danny
Jones,
busted his ass.
Daniel Jones single-handedly won that game for the Giants by running the football, beating the better Vikings team.
That Vikings defense was deplorable, but I don't want to shade
however you get it done, he got it done. Just like everybody always says, well, Daniel Jones only had 15 touchdowns.
You're right.
Well, no, he actually had 22 touchdowns.
I got
he for 15 and ran.
I know he did.
But everybody overlooks that. But,
no, we don't. We actually talk about that.
I very rarely hear the seven.
How many did he have last year, John? Yeah, you have the totals for
him. What did he play?
I'm just asking.
4 years before he bled his knee.
Whose fault is that? That's
maybe,
my fault.
Maybe he would have had one more in the first game against the Cowboys if it didn't go off of Barkley's hands and into somebody else's hands.
Okay, well, he didn't. Maybe he would have had one more. How'd the Giants do in that first game?
They did pretty bad.
Yeah, right, okay.
But that was all Daniel Jones
was
for, right?
You're a numbers guy. You added up the touchdowns that Jones ran for and threw 2 years ago.
Let's get to the point anyway. Your over-the-top hatred for Jones has clouded your better judgment to the point where you're contradicting yourself on the show today.
I don't hate Jones.
You said the Giants don't learn. The Giants don't learn. They pick Barkley. They don't learn. And a couple other players. So long ago, I can't remember the players that you mentioned.
Yeah.
But they don't learn.
Junior,
but
yet
you want them to recreate the Daniel Jones mistake all over again and draft another quarterback at six when they probably don't even like him. And that's why they didn't draft the quarterback at six. You want them to recreate the mistake, right?
Way to go. No, John, did you listen to what I'm saying? You're just going to put words in my mouth.
No, I'm not. Those are your words.
Because here's the thing, John. Here's the thing. Go back on the free Odyssey app and listen to everything I said. I never said I wanted them to force the issue and take a quarterback at six. Matter of fact, I said if they didn't like a quarterback, trade down. You familiar with that process?
Why trade down when you're getting an elite, elite talent?
Because you need more.
What? Didn't BT just go over the list of you? They're actually pretty well set up in a lot of positions.
So how are they going to stock up in the division? Are they going to go compete with the Eagles and Cowboys? Let's see it then.
The Cowboys, the Eagles, maybe not so much. The Cowboys, they're not looking that great right now.
Okay, yeah, right. I know. No, the Giants really have their hat on a lot because they've had recent success here. John, you're a Giants homer. I'm a realist. I'm rooting for the Giants, but I see things a lot differently than you do. And you want to reference the numbers. Conveniently, you bring up Daniel Jones' best year 2 years ago, which, oh, by the way, add up his touchdowns. Running, throwing, practice touchdowns. They still don't compare to anything that Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts have done. Okay, and they're in your division. Focus on them. Forget about Kirk Cousins and the lowly Vikings or the lowly Falcons. You think Daniel Jones is good enough? Good. I go based off of last year. I'll go based off of the first 3 years.
See, here's the problem with the Jones stuff. With the and by the way, I thought that was a good call. I appreciate it. You know, good energy, good pushback, whatever. But the Jones, we do reference the amount of times he ran because we talk about the disparity. And one of the biggest problems with Jones is that, you know, when your knee explodes and you're a speed guy, not to mention your neck gets twisted in a way 2 years ago against Dallas.
Right, keep running the football.
You can't keep running it. So his greatest trait is that of a runner. We know he ran seven in. We know that. We know he was a big-time threat and that he destroyed the Vikings, but it's not sustainable. I think that's the better point. The bigger point.
It's been proven that it's not sustainable.
Really, with anybody. Think about it. Even Steve Young.
Correct.
Concussions, Michael Vick. I mean,
but specifically,
guys run out.
Yeah, but at least some of the other guys could throw the football. Like, you have to be able to throw it. I'm not saying you need to be a pure pocket passer. Jones last year, when healthy, was awful. Awful.
Yeah, he looked terrible.
Okay.
I mean, he started out awful. So, I think when I look at these Giants, I think that this Giant, they've got holes, and they've got to have a good 2 days here, particularly today. I think that this is a real pivotal day for the G-Men. But I think that their talent base is a little bit better than Sal. I strongly think their offensive line is better than Sal thinks. I love Runyon. I like Schmitz. Thomas, everybody knows. If you don't love him, you don't know football. So right away, it's like 60% is one of the best. I think the other two guys are highly functional. Highly. Like, the Giants couldn't even function against Dallas's pass rush or Philly or some of the better teams. They're trending in a direction that will at least enable them to run an offense without having to keep guys in just to merely get the playoff. So they're going in the right direction. If you didn't like McCarthy, they didn't. If they didn't like Penix, they didn't. I love that they took somebody who's dynamic and going to be around for a long time, and I think will be great. I have no issue. Matter of fact, I laud what the Giants did because I think the Giants' O-line's better than you do. And that's a key disagreement. Let me get Mike in West Orange. Excuse me, Mike in West Orange. Mikey, what's happening?
Hey, guys, what's going on? BT, good to hear you on there, bro. But my beef right now is with Sal as a fellow Falcons fan. You got to talk me off a ledge here, Sal, with the Penix pick. I'm thinking you got Kirk Cousins last night. Never did I think they were taking a quarterback. But when I'm watching the draft live, I see Rome Odunze and J.J. McCarthy sitting there, and I'm like, I'll take either one of these guys. J.J. McCarthy is 2 years younger than Penix, doesn't have any health issues, just carried a team to the national championship, and seems to be a proven winner. Why not take him over Penix?
No, because McCarthy has the little talent. That's why. He's Penix the function of an offense.
Penix is better. Now, we'll see who has a better NFL career, but it's as simple as the Falcons thought that Penix was significantly better. That's why they took him. That's the guy that they clearly preferred. They don't want. By the way, they're not alone in passing on McCarthy, and it doesn't mean that Penix is going to be better.
Yep.
I would have had a much, much bigger issue if Atlanta took McCarthy there as opposed to Penix, because I do believe the upside for Penix far outweighs any, like, oh, you have Cousins and a quarterback. Yeah, but you could have a quarterback here that could be a stud for the next 10 to 15 years.
We're in alignment there. Like, McCarthy, to me, he's got to be in a real controlled environment. I think he's smart. I think, you know, he'd be buttoned up. I think he'll probably protect the football, but he's not doing anything where you're like, whoa. Whereas with Penix, yes. And that's the difference.
They didn't take a quarterback just because they thought they needed a quarterback in the future. They took one who they believe could be special at a good value at number 8.
That's something else I would probably agree with. All right.
I need a breather.
You're right here, buddy. Are you doing SNY tonight? What are you doing?
Yeah, 6 o'clock. I'll be fine. Jeez. And when I'm talking about the Giants, that's for sure. All right, I get it. Metsies. You guys love the pick. We'll see how it plays out.
Uh-huh, we will. Metsies, hopefully. We have a little over-under. I say slightly under. You think slightly over. 75,000 people in Queens this weekend.
Enjoy the dance recital.
I will. I will. Yeah. To welcome the Mets back. I will enjoy that on Sunday. I will have to Ignore what's happening with the Knicks. DVR, come back and watch the Knicks smash Embiid. And I want, hey, I want a foul. I want to see him hitting the deck. Hey, hit him hard. Go for the ball, but hit him hard. Let's go. All right, we'll see you later. Have a great weekend. BT and Sal. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.